Fans said they'd do crazy things if Taco Bell brought back their favorite burritos. Like Emma, who said she'd jump out of this plane.
I was just joking!
A promise is a promise, Emma!
You brought him back, we made him a buck. The fan favorites. Grab the Beefy Crunch Burrito Pack with Flamin' Hot Fritos chips or Cheesy Double Beef Burrito for a dollar. Only at Taco Bell. Live Mas. At participating locations for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra double beef compared to the regular crunchy taco. Fritos and Flamin' Hot are trademarks of Frito-Lay North America, Inc. Click the banner to learn more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Once Upon a... Sorry. My dogs are barking and they're being super obnoxious. Welcome to Variety Radio Online. I'm Rachel, and on the line with me I have Emily, and today we are talking about Once Upon a Time, the episode titled Sisters, which was very appropriate considered it was centered around Regina and Zelina. I had a few issues with this episode, but overall, Emily, what were your thoughts?
Overall, I would say for an episode that was like... had Regina flashbacks, which when you were watching it and you texted me, Regina flashbacks, really? And then I thought, yeah, normally I would be the same way, but I thought that since these ones were like a completely new set of like a part of her life, that I was like okay with them, and like I kind of liked them. If it would have been another Evil Queen flashback, I would have been like rolling my eyes, but you know, this was like when she was a kid, so I liked that. And then, but yeah, I agree that there were some things that I was like, really? Are we really? So overall, it was okay. It was like, I thought the episode was like well done in terms of like performance wise and everything, but it's just there were a couple little things that I kind of was like shaking my head at. But overall, I didn't dislike watching it, so I think it was good for the most part. How about you?
Yeah, it was all right. I'm just kind of over Regina's background. Like, even though we got a new side of it, I feel like it's just always Regina flashbacks, and it's kind of annoying. But I did like that we got to see young Zelina, because it was someone other than Regina getting a flashback, kinda. I was not happy to see Cora again because I do not like Cora, and she aggravates the crap. A horrible person and a horrible mother. And I noticed that this episode was like supposed to be like her redemption and like, oh, she's fixing stuff, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just kind of like, really? Like,
yeah.
You're so over Cora.
Yeah, those were kind of my thoughts exactly with the. That was kind of the part that made me kind of go, really? Was the whole Cora thing. Granted, like, not even lying, I did tear up during, like, all of the whole, like, the snappy, like, mother-daughter kind of, like, sister bonding stuff. But mostly
I would have if it was, like, different characters.
You what?
If it was different characters, I probably would have. But
yeah, I don't know. I don't think I was crying because I was, like, deeply moved by the fact that they were, you know, had that special moment. I think it's just because, like, they were all crying, and I'm, like, I cry at everything. So I was like, oh, like, they're all weepy, and it's making me weepy, and I don't know. It wasn't, like, the same kind of crying that happens because of things in the next episode that we'll talk about. So it was, like, a different kind of crying. I think it was, like, empathetic crying. I was like, oh, they're crying, so I'm going to cry.
That's understandable. That happens to me on Grey's Anatomy all the time. Like, patients are crying, and I'm like,
I'm crying, like, because I cry at everything. I just feel like the Regina flashbacks, as much as I was okay with them just based on the fact that it wasn't, like, the same old, same old. But part of it almost felt like, I don't know, like, then, like, well, I guess it's, like, they were just being, like, little girls, but it's, like, really weird. Like, they put on this really, you know, like, they put on the makeup on each other, and it was just, like, this whole thing. It just all felt kind of, part of it felt kind of cheesy in a way. But, and almost, it just seemed like, of all the people, like, their casting department's normally really good at, like, nailing younger versions of people. And I felt like Regina obviously looked nothing like her because, you know, the younger girl was not Latina at all. And, like, obviously, La Feria is Latina. So it's like, how are you? That was, like, the one. I think that's what bothered me about it, was, like, looking at her. Like, I wasn't thinking, oh, that's Regina. Like, her hair was lighter.
Yeah.
Skin, obviously, was lighter because she wasn't, she didn't seem like she was Hispanic in any way. So, yeah, that's probably what threw me off the most about it, was kind of, like, the fact that
they did great with Zelina, though, I thought.
Zelina was, like, nailed it because it was, you know, curly, red, or British accent, like, it all kind of fit. But the Regina, just younger Regina, just didn't really seem to fit Regina. Like,
yeah.
Donut, everything. But it was interesting to see, like, in a way, just obviously we know that now we know that Cora, like, did not have her heart, like, Regina's whole life. So just to see her kind of be cold with her, like, even when she was, like, a little girl, was kind of, you know.
I feel like that's such a cop-out, though. Like, it's so annoying. Like,
yeah.
Oh, she didn't have her heart, so it's okay. Like,
yeah, well, I mean,
we can forgive her for all this.
She probably would have been, you know, questionable even if she didn't have her heart, but it was just, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly. And she's the one that, it's not like she took her heart out herself, so it's not like, oh, she had her heart taken. No, she ripped it out herself and put it in the box.
Yeah, I definitely don't think that.
I have zero sympathy for Cora.
Yeah. No, I don't have sympathy for Cora at all with, oh, she didn't have her heart. It's more so that you got to see that her mom being, like, cold to her was, it wasn't just, like, she was a teenager. It was, like, her whole life, which makes things, you know, puts things in perspective a little bit, but, yeah, for the most part, the whole, like, the fact that Zelina, you know, Regina was, like, waving around a magic wand and, like, stunned herself on accident, it was kind of, like, this weird scenario that didn't really make any sense, and
it felt kind of forced.
The only person that can save her is someone who is, like, can wield magic from our family, but that isn't me because it was my wand. Like, what kind of, I don't know, it was just, yeah.
It seemed very forced, and they were kind of, like, grasping at straws to have this, like, childhood interaction. And
yeah.
I don't get how Cora got to Oz and was just...
Apparently Oz
up.
Is, like, the easiest realm to get to of all of the realms. Like, apparently...
Well, I thought
it was
hard. Didn't it used to be hard when it was first introduced? Apparently not.
Yeah, I don't... It's traveling between realms or just traveling to Oz?
Well, traveling between realms is usually very difficult, but apparently going to Oz is just like taking the bus downtown.
Yeah, she just hopped on a train and was there in 5 seconds. I really don't know how she got to Oz. Maybe she summoned another cyclone. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's something she's got up her sleeve.
Who knows?
That was
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
But the whole Cora thing and the fact that she was able to move on to the better place really aggravated me. Like, I know Once Upon a Time is like a happy show about hope and redemption and da 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 da. But Cora did not deserve it. That's like Rumpelstiltskin moving on to like the happy place. Like, it's just
I thought that was kind of like the fact. I liked that whole part where Cora, like, owned, you know, she finally was, like, when she was, like, how does this work? And then she said, when nothing was happening, she's, like, oh, I accept my fate. You know I deserve it. And, like, it was good enough for me just to reunite the two of you. Like, I liked that whole part because at least Cora finally, like, realized, I'm a crap person.
Horrible person.
But then the fact that, like, oh, all of a sudden it's, like, seems like the flames are going to, you know, take her down. And then it's like, just kidding. Like, yeah, it was more so annoying because knowing that there were, like, in other episodes that, like, okay, so Cora got to move on. But then, like, in all these other episodes that have passed, like, Mila gets thrown in the river of lost souls. And, like, Gaston, even though he was kind of a, you know, D-bag, like, he,
Gaston
in the end...
had total reason for that, though. Like...
Yeah. So there was just,
he
like,
had reasons.
Like, people for, you know, people that deserved better didn't get better,
yeah.
and then Cora was, like, this terrible person and a villain, like, a really bad villain forever, and never mm-hmm. really got, like, a, never, you know, got, like, true redemption in a way that was, like, more than just being, like, oh,
yeah,
well,
she
no,
did, like,
dead.
One good deed, maybe.
Yeah. Which, but I guess, like, this is, like, the whole point of the underworld and,
which,
like, this whole thing. That everybody
which
gets to find and whatever, and unless you're just, like, you don't try to find peace, and then you just, like, decide to pitch yourself over the, you know, the dark side and just wallow in, you know,
fear
forever. I don't know. It's so, it doesn't make any sense, really, the logic behind it all. Like,
I don't understand, but it just makes me mad.
The only people that haven't, like, moved on to a better place were either people that got chucked into the River of Lost Souls, which was, like, that wasn't their fault, or people that Hades, like, kicked off into the fiery depths. So
yeah.
we never saw anyone, like, truly resolve their unfinished business and then didn't find, like, peace or whatever. So I feel like that's the way to put it, is that everybody is eventually going to find peace. Is what they're trying to go with.
I could, I guess. Like, the only person I could see, like, being sucked down by the flames is, like, Cruella.
Because yeah,
she's, like, cause just
she,
a bad person. Like, in
she's
like
evil
she openly
she
admits it. And she, yeah. She's.
I want to be redeemed.
She doesn't
at
care.
All.
Or maybe
no.
the blind witch. Like, but even the blind witch really isn't that bad either.
Yeah. Besides, you know.
Like, she, like I know she ate kids, but.
Murdering and eating children, that's nothing.
She's still kind of helpful for a little bit.
Yeah. But the, so yeah, that whole, like, who crosses over, and I feel like on this show, like you said, like, there was no way they were ever going to have anyone, like, you know, move on and not go to, like, a better place. That's just the way this
I honestly would have rather preferred this episode to have been titled Brothers and centered around James and David, because
I was thinking the same thing.
I would have been so much more into this episode because we've been waiting forever for James and David to, like, come face to face, and literally it was like 3 seconds and then he throws them into the river of Lost Souls. So it's just like, can we stop it? Can we stop throwing people into this river?
I know. I was so angry.
It's all the interesting characters that don't get, like, the backstories that we want. Like, Gaston and, like, James and Mila. Like, all the ones that we would actually love to have more screen time with. Nope. Y'all get tossed into the river 15 minutes later. It's so annoying.
Yeah, I definitely would have liked more of the James and, David interaction, but I guess if they were going to keep his character, like, the way it was, where they basically were saying, like, oh, well, he, like, one-track mind, like, he is just trying to take everything that David got because he, you know, pretends to be him or whatever, like, and I want it, but I can't see how much more there could have been. Like, in a way.
Yeah. Or I would have liked to see a flashback of their mom, like, giving James up.
Oh, yeah. Like, when they first...
Like, I would have loved that.
Or, like, when they were... It was a flashback when they were younger, and it was, like, James with Prince George... I mean, King George, and
mm-hmm.
then David with his actual parents. Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yep. Maybe one day we'll finish up that story.
Maybe one day. Still got Josh Dallas around, so he can swap personas anytime he wants.
Yep. So I think that pretty much wraps up this episode, other than Zelina. Was this the episode when Zelina? Hades kind of proposed to her in his own way.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't like Hades being this, like, love-struck, like, oh, let me give you the world. Like, you're the lord of the underworld. Like, it's just,
yeah. Ironic, though, to be fair, Hades, like, in actual Greek mythology, he, like, fell in love with a chick, and they, like, you know, he, like, brought her down to the underworld with him, and, you know, Persephone and all that stuff. So, it's not
But that was way more interesting. That's a way more interesting way to go, though, than, like, him just showing up in Oz and it's like, you want to ride my bike? It's a nice bike.
The whole, like, love story between them, it was just kind of, like, handed to us on a silver platter, and they were just like, here you go, this is real. Like, there was no, like, build-up of it, really, and it's just, we're just kind of, we're expected to go with it.
I do not accept it.
And it's still, I guess technically, and now at the end of the next episode, maybe it makes more sense why Hades was doing what he was doing. I really don't know. It's still up in the air, in my opinion, but I guess we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yes. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, Hades. All right, guys. Be sure to check out our website for more recaps and interviews and all that good stuff over at thebro.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at thebro. We are on Instagram, Tumblr, and Audioboom at Variety Radio Online. And we will see you next episode, which was in like 15 minutes. And, yeah, we'll see you then. Bye, guys.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.